Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
And all the angles and directions that come with it. Hi, Penelope, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Penny, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey.
Here we are again.
Here we are. Individual hairs.
The stripping of the natural colour of an individual hair follicle and then replacing it with an artificial colour in order to look correct.
That's so true, isn't it?
Is it?
Kind of like... But, you know,
is
like...
Is that how you would describe it?
Well, not correct, but isn't it funny how people kind of go, oh, I don't look quite right.
Yeah.
That's not
so,
right.
So, oh, yeah.
Do that just, again, please.
How come I was born with this colour?
Oh, no.
Why has it come out looking like this?
Yeah, why is it this colour?
This isn't the colour you said it would... This isn't what it's on the box.
Last time we got up to...
I'm not happy like the woman on the box.
Yeah, they're so smiley.
God, yes. Well, the hair's just so... Exact.
Well, actually, the they used to be... More smiley. Now they're kind of just, I'm cool.
Really?
Yeah. They're Japanese like, ones.
Take or leave.
They just have dollies on the box.
Dollies on the box.
So
ooh, I haven't
like,
seen this one.
Literally, it's kind of not so much a troll doll, but with about the same amount of hair in pastel
not
colours.
Not like those real dolls.
No, not like a real doll.
Oh, I was going to say, surely that's a...
Anyone who knows the world of dolls out there, they're called Blythe, and they're kind of anime and huge eyes and lots of hair in very unnatural colours. But you can buy those boxes of hair dye.
There's probably lots of people that aspire to be Blythe.
Blythe. Sure, okay. I'm not one of those people, but I mean, we talked about hair dye. Where were we up to with hair dye last time?
We were talking about the guy who accidentally created Movine after he was looking for a cure for malaria.
Pretty weird.
Yeah, and then his chemistry professor, August Hoffman, deprived a colour-changing molecule from Movine called paraphenylenediamine on... or PPD, which is still in hair colour today.
And it's a colour-changing molecule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine he's kind of like prancing around the Atom office? I'm a colour-changing molecule.
That's quite a molecule,
yeah,
isn't it?
And then in 1907...
Cool. What about molecules for a start?
Even that word's cool.
Molecule.
Molecule. And then 1907, Eugene Schuller created the first dye for commercial purposes called L'Oreal. But it still wasn't kind of like one that you did at home. It was like one that he just kind of created that you went to the hair salon.
Well, you went to a factory.
Went to the hair salon. Oh. The beauty parlour.
Was it a parlour? Or I mean, was that sort of a parlour access one? Or was that sort of an underground freaky, do you dare to change the colour of your hair?
On sale for professionals only.
Yeah. But I bet
at the beginning, though, it was a bit... look out.
What happened to your
head? No hair. Yeah, what happened to your hair? Blisters?
Yeah.
Sort of, yeah.
Oh, the horror stories I've seen before.
Do tell us. This is what your whole section...
Do you remember there was like a 60 Minutes show once about a woman who went and got her hair coloured, like bleach blonde?
Yep.
And if you're a hairstylist of any note, you would know you don't put heat on bleach, you know, when it's directly on your scalp, because it just opens up the hair follicles, which is the living part of your head, you know, the matrix. And then, she lost a lot of hair. It was not good.
Yes,
and they showed
yes.
you quite graphic pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of blondes, I found this really cool website.
Speaking
vintage
of blondes.
Makeup guide, 1920s colour chart for blondes.
A 1920s colour chart for blondes?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what does that tell me what colours I can wear and what colours I can't?
Remember that colour can alter the figure as well as the face of the wearer. Regardless of your type, only a woman who knows beyond any doubt that her figure is a pleasing one should avoid, like a plague, a dress or coat of an extremely vivid colour.
Right.
Dulled grey or neutral colours are much more easily worn. So they're kind of saying...
What are they saying?
Dulled grey or neutral colours are much more easily worn. I don't know. I think colour's great. Too vivid colours overwhelm. Too neutral colours will make you uninteresting. So they're kind of encouraging you to have blue, grey violet, grey red violet of the medium value, somewhat neutralised.
Quite military colours.
God, there's like eight different variations of green, blue, green.
Viridian.
Yes.
So quite sensible.
Yeah.
And not too extreme, nothing too, dare I say it,
garish.
Slutty.
Michael.
And in 1931, Howard Hughes released a movie called Platinum Blonde, and that's where the term Platinum Blonde came from.
Right.
Gene Harlow, he even had a competition to salons to see if they could, they would win a $10,000 prize, which is actually a shitload of money in 1931, to copy her shade of Platinum Blonde.
Now, to get at that shade that she had it, I mean, were we talking just a massive radioactive 3-day intensifying to burn down or something like that? I mean, and was it, how much of it was real? How much of it was like just like glass fiber?
Well, I mean,
because it's pretty. I know that those platinum blondes back in those days were very platinum blondes, weren't they? They find them hard to emulate them today, don't they?
But that's the amazing thing, because most of the images of those platinum blondes, quote unquote, are black and white. So of course their hair looks grey.
Yeah.
Which for a certain part of my life, I've been like, yo, can I have grey hair? But you see kind of coloured in photos, and, you know, Marilyn Monroe's hair is actually quite brassy and orange.
Yeah.
Trumpy.
A little bit trumpy.
My son says a little trumpy. It's gone a little got less trumpy, but it was a bit trumpy for a while there.
Do you find blonde. That you have to colour your hair more often with blonde? Because I found when I was white blonde, I had to do it like every 2 weeks.
Is that because of the regrowth?
Yeah.
Oh.
You were talking about, this is very boring for listeners, sorry. You were talking about heat before.
That's what we're discussing.
Yep. So if you're doing a big band of regrowth, say it's about as long as your thumb, half of your thumb is closer to your head, and your head creates a lot of heat. So that goes a lot blonder than the further away. So you do have to do it about every 6 to 8.
Otherwise you get the stripes.
Yeah.
If you leave it grow out.
Tiger stripes.
Tiger stripes.
Question from a caller. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, every second of the day my hair's going grey.
That's ash blonde.
How often are you? That's just called just
genuine. Natural.
Natural. Yeah. Yeah. When did you start going grey, Dan?
Oh, probably in my 40s.
Yeah.
I inherited from my mother. She was grey, snow white, in her 20s.
You see, I mean, I'm definitely flecking. Would flecking be more than flecking?
Yeah, like you become the silver bullet.
You're at the temples.
I'm at the temples. Yeah. That's about that. And
it's
really,
Mr. Sheffield.
That's distinguished.
It's Mr. Sheffield, you're right, actually.
Yeah. The temples.
Surely it should be worse. Surely. everything about my life says that it should be way worse or gone. Or falling out.
For vanity.
Pardon?
I see the price be paid for vanity.
Well, I'm just surprised that it's not. You know, that's I thought I would have lost it all by now, but no, I think due to massive headbanging and the keeping of a lustral lustral collection of follicles up there on my head. That's saved me. But by all rights, it should have all fallen out. But yeah.
Yes.
But Dan, you're a silverness. I mean, do you run a comfortable silver, or do you dye?
No, just natural. Natural as it comes.
Just natural.
Do you mess with purple shampoo at all? Keep it at its
No, I don't use shampoo
lustrous?
At all.
Oh, hello.
My niece, who's a hairdresser,
she's an anti-shampooer.
She said you just wash your hair in water.
Yep. It's a big...
That's my belief as well.
We're being all conned by this shampoo and conditioner.
You know what? And you have some of that purple shampoo in the shower, and it's like, whoa, what's that? That's actually shampoo? That's shampoo, is it?
You're saving the environment by not
using car? Is that shampoo for the car or the tyres? That's pretty grunty shampoo. All right,
anyhow, you've had enough of me. I'll leave you to it. Okay.
I've never had enough of you, Dan. Bye bye. But the people who do go for, I mean, the purple rinse. What's that all about?
That's to that's a water rinse that was made for older people, because when their hair turns white, they can't. It negates the yellow, so purple is opposite of the colour chart. So you put, when I used to do sets.
Yeah.
Right, when I was a hairstylist, and I'd have my ladies come in every week. And so you put different watercolours into their hair, and it had a setting lotion in it as well. So it would counteract the yellow in their hair. But some of them would have white hair and they'd want a pink. So they'd have quite a pink one.
I might have pink. Yeah. I might have pink.
Isn't that funny? Like what initially started as a toner to get rid of brassy tones ended up being like, oh, I actually quite like
that.
Oh,
I think I'll go for a bit of blue this week.
And then sometimes you get a good rich purple coming in too, don't you?
And some of them are like, I want half a bottle of that shit on my head. You
really?
Know?
I love it.
Yep. Really?
And some of them just...
I love it.
I thought it was really cool because I kind of thought it kind of just gave them like a little bit of punkiness.
Yeah.
You know? Bit of punkiness.
Golden girls with a punky rinse.
Yeah. Yep.
Golden girls with a punky what?
Rinse. And now we're at a stage where that's being sold to a very
golden
young
girls
demographic.
Golden girls with a punky rinse.
Yep. Golden girls with a punky rinse. What? Hey, you can headbang with your Mr. Sheffield temples, and we'll be golden girls with a funky
okay.
mess.
All right. I watched Golden Girls. I think there wasn't punky anything about that. It's annoying.
I don't know about
sassy.
Yeah. Yeah, but they didn't like each other, eh?
No.
Okay.
And man, you can tell.
Yeah.
Go back and watch some clips on YouTube. Yeah. He's sassy as.
Okay. What about? So where are we at? We've done. Bold, brassy, sort of ridiculous colour. What about the most modern colour? What about now we're taking it to extremes? The sort of the colours that now we can only colour our hair with in these modern times, the times of winged keels and flying cars.
Mm. There's some really bright colours out there. I still think there is. It's quite hard to find ones that stick though. So because of the fact that if you want your hair really bright, you do have to bleach it first or strip the colour out to get it really bright. You know,
if you're a kid, just get whacking some hair chalk.
Yeah. I just worry like that would get all over your clothes.
Hey, your face and in your mouth and your eyes.
And your
yeah.
pillow.
Have you tried that one before?
When I was in sixth form, I had fudge paint box streaks. Oh, yeah. But my hair was so porous. I think we mentioned this last time. My hair was so porous it didn't come out and I got in trouble.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I just remember days of big day out, that one that where it really rained and I had bright red hair.
Oh. Big rain.
Yep. Yeah, red hair, red face.
I remember walking a walking woman of yellow that day. As a male here, I'm a male and be getting grey hair since my teens. Thank God for George Clooney paving the way. Actually, he does a great.
He does great. Silver Fox.
We've got Charles Shaughnessy and George Clooney to thank for bringing back the male grey.
Someone says apparently cataracts make white hair appear gold, hence why ladies love pink hair.
Ooh.
To them it looks normal.
That's a very unusual comic, but maybe that's so unusual I believe it might be true.
Oh. What about, so like the kind of thing is mermaid hair really, where you have like multiple shades of under the sea.
Multiple shades, you mean like sort of 3D, like crazy like pop-up book hair?
Yeah, like just like all different kind of colours, like.
Oh yeah, I like one.
Unicorn
I think I'm down
hair.
There. Like power hair, power shell
yeah,
hair.
Power shell hair.
I mean, that's hard work for a hairdresser, isn't it? Or is it easy? Is that just sort of a little bit of all the empty containers? Hello.
Balayage. Is that what it's called?
It's not balayage. It's not balayage. This is foils, mate.
Yeah.
You're talking about foils, and then we're talking about balayage.
We're talking about unicorn hair. Come and have
just
a look, Amelia.
Just come
and
look before you make a comment. From the side there. Welcome. This is open door policy.
This one.
Balayage or ombre is the process of having it lighter at the tips than it is at the roots.
No, not necessarily. You can also use it to achieve effects such as this.
Which is...
This is obviously foils.
We're looking at a picture of a woman with blonde hair that has multiple different colours.
Which is actually... You're right.
Pink.
Really is the fashion of the day, isn't it?
Yeah. It's kind of like festy vibes here, really.
Festy vibes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry, guys.
Yep.
Any clarifications, feel free to come in.
Yeah.
And feel free to come in and ask. No problem. That's a balayage. How do you pronounce it?
Balayage.
Great radio.
Yeah, great radio. But at the end of the day, true. And so there we are. If you're going to you wanted to crack into this unicorn hair or balayage or mermaid hair or pop colourful unicorn pop up hair or whatever I thought I was talking about, you just go to the hairdresser and say, I want to look like.
Well, there's a picture of Kylie Jenner here with blue hair.
Oh, nothing. Kylie Jenner.
See, this is the thing. Like, I think people don't realise that.
Start with Kylie Jenner and the only way is down.
Yeah, the Kardashians have so much money that they're, like, putting extensions in and taking extensions out and colouring those extensions. And
in 3 years, they're all going to look exactly the same.
Yeah, except for their faces.
And they'll be like a type of car.
Yep.
They'll be like a worldwide escort panel van or something like that, you know? It'll just be like a, or it'll be like an absolutely stock standard, similar office chair.
Mm.
You know, it'd be like that.
Yeah.
You can't just keep fiddling with yourself like that.
In saying that, if you do want to fiddle with your hair and you're looking for a major change, I would always recommend going to a hairstylist first.
That's some great advice from you there.
Before you just do it, you know, yep. Because although
or unless you're really quite risk inclined.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, I've ended up with green hair, you know, khaki hair, green hair, apricot hair, and that was in the hairstylist.
Really?
So yeah, I mean, it's still, you know, it's still chemicals on your head.
Khaki hair.
Yeah, wasn't the most attractive.
Life. I think khaki is probably a pleasant way of describing it as well. There's probably another way you could describe that.
Yeah, cow poo.
Yeah, vomit. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Thanks, Penny.
Thanks.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. Tuesday mornings on BFM Breakfast.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep. Beep, beep.
95BFM presents Mick Jenkins and the Underachievers, Wednesday, March 21st at the Power Station. I only do it if I want to. Mick Jenkins is spreading the love. The Underachievers are bringing the renaissance. And together, they're putting on one hell of a gig. Mick Jenkins and the Underachievers, Wednesday, March 21st at the Power Station. Tickets on sale November 24th from livenation.co.nz.
Blood diamond still impeccable. A flawed diamond still impeccable.
With a name like Sam Outlaw, you better make some of the best darn Baja influenced country the world has ever seen. Lucky for Mr. Outlaw, he does. And now he's heading to NZ. If you'd like to win yourself some tickets, stay tuned to 95BFM all this week. Sam Outlaw and Courtney Marie Andrews, November 30th at the Tuning Fork. Trading tickets from Ticketmaster.
Life's too short for bad selectors, so improve your musical background with From the Crate. Every Thursday on BFM Breakfast, we'll treat you to a few pieces of delicious wax from Southbound Records. From the Crate, 9:15 every Thursday morning on BFM Breakfast with me, Troy. Thanks to Southbound Records, the largest range of new vinyl in New Zealand at 132 Simon Street and online.
BFM News Headlines.
Atha Marie, ko Lillian Hanley tōku ingoa. Coming up in your news on the hour, ACC reports call for employers to make workplaces more safe for older workers. Jacinda Ardern was mistaken for Justin Trudeau's wife at the APEC summit. The Argentinian Navy has revealed final communications with a missing submarine included messages about a mechanical breakdown. These stories and more at 9 o'clock. Stay tuned.
See, now the mistaken for the wife thing, is this true, or is this just a certain person stating that?
So she didn't, she avoided it and sort of...
Not necessarily... I kind of think as you would too, wouldn't you?
Not necessarily rejected it, but then there's been stories that she's been telling friends about it.
Yeah.
And they've blabbed. God.
I don't really get why Jack Tame really hounded her on that. Yeah. I kind of do, because I guess if it was the President of the United States of America, but then let's remember he's a complete knuckle.
No, Justin Trudeau.
Pardon?
What? Justin Trudeau's wife.
But the person that thought he was Justin Trudeau, that thought she was Justin Trudeau's wife, was apparently Donald Trump.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not an, okay.
Yeah, so that's what the tale was.
Which is apparently what she has kind of refuted, but at the same time.
Well, it doesn't matter. She's still got a sick burn on him, so.
Yeah,
she, double sick burn.
Which
double
she said
sick burn.
Yesterday was unintentional.
Yeah, she didn't realise.
Yeah.
I know,
she said it was said in good jest, and then afterwards she kind of went, oh, that's a bit.
That's a good
that's
politician.
That's the best kind of jest.
That's the best kind of politician, I reckon, too. Come in there and just go, yeah, well, I mean, nobody marched after Rosalie.
And I asked her, I said, well, how did he take that? Because he's not known for his sense of humour. And she went, oh, he laughed. It's fine.
My favourite, I liked her quick-wittedness there, but I love the way that when people ask, what was Donald Trump like? And then she said, well, he's pretty much exactly the way that he's described.
Diplomatic.
Really, just exactly the way that people said say he is. That's exactly
you mean
how he is.
She was being diplomatic, not.
Yeah. So, good clarification. She was being diplomatic.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. Did you talk to her about that, did you?
Yeah, you asked me to.
No, I didn't.
I did.
You said next time we talk to the Prime Minister, make sure we ask her about that. And the next time we talk to the Prime Minister, you weren't here. So
make
I
sure
asked
I asked her about that.
Yeah.
About what?
About the sick burn.
Oh, the sick burn. Oh, I thought you were talking about the Trudeau's wife issue.
No.
That's just annoying. That'd be annoying, wouldn't it? And kind of bad admin on everyone's behalf. And surely a big sticker that says introducing.
Yeah, well, you may get the feeling that you can't really tell him what to do that much.
I wouldn't assume anything with him at all.
Good point.
You must sort of walk up to him and go, and he'd probably go, nice to meet you too. Great to meet you.
Hey, we're both called Donald.
What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? He has subscriptions to those magazines. He never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. He has no friends. And his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends? What's he building in there? With that hook light on the stairs. What's he building in there? I'll tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children. What's he building in there? And what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor. And I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low. And I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. He has a router and a table saw. And you won't believe what Mr. Stitches saw. There's poison underneath the sink, of course. But there's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife. Some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. But what's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I bet he spent a little time in jail. Was up on the roof last night signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling?